Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.
Now, I know it's March and football season is long over. Basketball season is winding down and a new baseball season is almost here. But there has been an episode that I have been wanting to do for quite a while. This is statistically impossible, but what if an NFL team goes 0-0-17? 0 wins, 0 losses, 17 ties. I will go in depth on what will happen if an NFL team goes 0-0-17.
Oh, yes!
Throughout its history, the NFL has seen its fair share of undefeated teams or perfect teams in the regular season. The first to accomplish this was the 1934 Chicago Bears, who went 13-0 in the regular season, but lost to the New York Giants in the NFL championship game. The next to do it was the 1943 Chicago Bears, who went 11-0, but lost to the Washington Redskins in the NFL championship game. The next one, and perhaps the most famous of all, was the 1972 Miami Dolphins, who went 14-0 and is the only team on this list to win a Super Bowl, which they did against the Washington Redskins. Finally, the last team, and perhaps one of the best teams in NFL history, the 2007 New England Patriots. I think we all know how that turned out.
39 seconds left.
While amazing football has been played over the years, there has been terrible football played over the years. The NFL has its fair share of winless teams. Teams that are part of this sad list are the 1976 Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 0-14-0, the 1982 Baltimore Colts, 0-8-1, straight shortened season, the 2008 Detroit Lions, 0-16-0, and the 2017 Cleveland Browns, 0-16-0. However, there is one dilemma out there that has never happened in the NFL. The 0-0-17 season. What if there was a current NFL team next season has a record of 0 wins, 0 losses, and 17 ties? Technically, ties do count as half wins in the NFL, but one wonders. What will happen? First and foremost, it is statistically impossible for an NFL team to go 0-0-17 for the following reasons. Most NFL coaches will not allow this and will be fired the second the NFL season ends. Most players in the NFL aren't aware that teams could tie in the NFL. Just ask Steelers running back Najee Harris on this topic.
This is the first time that you've been involved in a tie, and what does it feel like from your perspective?
Yeah, this is the first time. I didn't know you could even tie in the NFL.
Coaches motivate their players to win games. Some teams are much more stronger than the other. So what if by some matrix glitch or a violation of the laws of probability, a team goes 0-0-17? Forget dreaming about the playoffs. A 0-0-17 team will be the undisputed worst team in the league, barring any other teams achieving the same record. Teams will be out of postseason contention by November. You know, actually you will need wins in order to qualify for the playoffs. I mean, they will really help out a lot. Everyone will be fired. Although this type of season is very strange, most NFL ownership will not tolerate this type of result. People on the roster, people in the front office jobs are not safe. Will be ridiculed or trolled by fans mercifully for the remainder of the season and beyond. Well, at least there is one silver lining to this 0-0-17 season. Top pick guaranteed. In the NFL draft, the team with the worst record typically gets the first overall pick. A 0-0-17 team would secure that pick, guaranteeing them the first choice of the new crop of potential stars. The beginning of a rebuild. More than likely, the front office will blow up the team and start over in a long but tough rebuild. a tiebreaker? What if not one, but two teams go 0-0-17? In the incredibly improbable event that multiple teams finish 0-0-17, the NFL would have to use this tie-breaking procedure to determine draft order and other factors. This likely involves complex tiebreakers like strength of schedule, the team that played the tougher schedules could be a given higher priority, coin toss, it might come down to a coin flip, deciding which team gets a slightly better chance to rebuild. In short, a 0-0-17 season will be a fascinating disaster, leading to notoriety, fans unrest, and a guaranteed top draft pick. It's a scenario that underscores the competitiveness of the NFL and the lengths teams will go to avoid such a fate. Well, that's the end of this episode. Check out this episode on CanadaSportsGuy.com, Can With Two Wins, and on all streaming platforms, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Follow me on Twitter at Candy_Sports, Instagram at CandySportsGuy1, and TikTok at CandySportsPodcast. Until the next episode, be well.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.